Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, December 18th, 2024 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to do a quick shout out to our daughter, Sherry. Today is her birthday. Yes, so happy birthday, Miss Sherry. Hey, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, as you all know, we've been following the lame duck session really closely. All this bucket list legislation that the Democrats had planned to ram through this lame duck because they lost the majority in the House come January. 110 state representatives, they had 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Basically a very slim two-seat majority. They've had it for 2 years. Well, all that wraps up this week and possibly Monday. We're not really sure just yet whether they're going to come back for Monday, which is Christmas Eve Eve, but we shall see. Well, yesterday, the governor of the state of Michigan called the two Democrat leaders into her office. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, thinking about running for mayor of Detroit in 2026. And Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader in Grand Rapids. And from this news story I got from MERS News Service, she laid down the law. Governor Gretchen Whitmer told the two legislative leaders yesterday that they, quote, should not expect to see signatures on any more bills, quote, end quote, until they have fulfilled their promises to pass certain pieces of legislation. With the lame duck nearing its end, and House Speaker Joe Tate mentioning to his caucus the passage of an early sign-die motion, which would end the legislative session, Governor Whitmer made it very clear to both Tate and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks that they promised economic development reform legislation, a long-term road funding package by the end of this year, and they have not yet delivered. Now, this is interesting. This is very, very interesting because of the timing. The timing of this threat, this meeting in the governor's office. The Democrats love to spend our money. That's a fact. Government needs to do something about this. Government needs to throw money at this. Government needs to fund these private businesses. Special interest groups, lobbying organizations coming, pushing the Democrats for more money, more money, more money. It's what they do. It's how they operate. Well, one of these pet funds that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has created, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. You know, you're going to call it SOAR is the acronym because you want to soar like eagles. So she came up with Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve. Well, one of the things that this governor wants is some type of reiteration of this fund. She also wants improvements in her innovation fund and other business attraction pieces of legislation, expanding the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Why is it a corporation? I have no idea. It operates under the state government. Additionally, and maybe perhaps as a, I guess, an olive branch, it's the only way I can describe this, she's working with the House Minority Leader, Republican Matt Hall. Why? Because he's the incoming speaker. She can't get anything done for the next 2 years, the last 2 years of her governorship, unless she has a good working relationship with Matt Hall and the Republicans. Well, she told the Democrats, "I wanted a long-term deal on fixing the damn roads," said Whitmer, "and you haven't done it yet." So what is she doing? She's working with Matt Hall. He came out with an idea about 3-4 weeks ago on a Friday. I think it was December the 5th, if memory serves me right. I don't know. December 6th, I think it was. A couple of Fridays ago. Man, this month is just flying by. Well, anyway, she's actually working with Matt Hall with his road ideas, something that had been attempted 3 times before with other Republican speakers of the House, shifting taxes and the way the taxes are collected on our fuel tax, corporate income tax, and sales tax on gasoline. You see, right now we're paying 2 different types of tax when you pump gas into your vehicle. You got your fuel taxes, state and federal, and you have a sales tax. In addition, corporate income tax. Well, this idea is not something that Matt Hall thought of on his own. This came up with Jace Bulger under Rick Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, back when Jace Bulger was the speaker. This is 2012. This idea was talked about. Did the Republicans do it? No. Why? Because of special interest groups. Special interest groups mostly coming, believe it or not, from the teachers' union, the funding of the schools. Because this is where the money goes currently when you pump gasoline or diesel into your vehicle. What the heck does schools have to do with gasoline and diesel? Answer, nothing. So why are we paying taxes that are funding the schools when we should be funding the roads and bridges with something that you're driving a vehicle on when you put the gasoline or diesel into your vehicle? I mean, how stupid are these people? Well, it didn't happen with Jace Bulger as Speaker of the House. Then the idea was handed and passed forward to Tom Leonard. He didn't get it done working with Snyder and Kelly. Lee Chatfield, Mike Shirkey, they didn't get it done. So now Matt Hall is getting the fourth bite of the apple. And guess what? The timing of it might absolutely be perfect. Why? Because the Democrats are completely dysfunctional at this point. A 56 majority, which requires 56 votes to pass anything in the House, all you got to do is have one renegade Democrat like Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, and she can stop the whole thing. She can stop the entire lame duck session if she chooses not to vote, which she has threatened Joe Tate she's going to do. Why? Because she wants to destroy his credibility as Speaker of the House, leader of the State House in Lansing. Why? Because her good friend from Detroit, Fred Durhall, is going to run for mayor of the city of Detroit. Joe Tate has an exploratory committee formed to look at him running for mayor of Detroit in 2026 as well. Whitsitt has a grind to axe, a political agenda for not working with Tate. So as a result, she holds back her 56th vote. Nothing happens in the House. They're done. You may as well go home. Pass a sign-die motion and end it, Joe, because you're not going to get anything passed. And Whitmer's now threatening, I'm not going to sign any more bills. Whatever you sent to my desk that I've signed already, that's it. I want economic development reforms. And I want a long-term funding package. Also, she hasn't seen the Public Safety Trust Fund, something that she wanted, which has been sitting in the Senate for some time, and it's just sitting there. Three bills that create a new $60 million innovation fund, House Bills 56, 51, 52, and 53, well, supposedly they're going to put them on the Senate agenda for today, Wednesday. And for those who think that Governor Gretchen Whitmer could be bluffing, remember back in 2019 when then Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and then Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield sent the governor a non-negotiated budget? She ended up vetoing $947 million in spending. That included a supplemental increase of $375 million just for the roads, proving she will veto priorities if she doesn't get what she wants. Oh, baby, this is getting good in Lansing this week. We'll wrap this up the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And I have confirmed with my engineer, Devin Lawrence. Dev will be putting this first hour into the automation system for the first hour of tomorrow morning, Thursday, while I have my Zoom meeting. And then I'll be back live at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So just wanted to get that into the record. If you're listening tomorrow morning from 9 to 10 and you're hearing today's show, it's because I'm in a Zoom meeting and we'll be out at 10 o'clock and be able to go live then. Wrapping up this story, Governor Gretchen Whitmer laying down the hammer in her office with Speaker Joe Tate and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. So what is the plan? Well, yesterday the Democrats met briefly online with their caucus to discuss plans for the rest of the lame duck session. Why were they not in session yesterday? Well, two reasons. Number one, statutorily, there's a five-day layover. Mandatory in the state of Michigan, anything passed in the House has to have a five-day layover before the Senate can act on those bills. Anything passed in the Senate has to have a five-day layover before it goes to the House for a vote. Well, based on them scrambling, dealing with people not in the chamber last Friday, Republicans walked out after lunch, basically. They didn't come back for the rest of the day. Well, that caused a problem. Additionally, yesterday, the 15 electors for the Republican Party occupied the Senate chamber. And what they did was held the casting of their votes as electors to the Electoral College for Donald Trump as President of the United States. That event had to occupy the state Senate chamber, and no senators, Republican or Democrat, could be present. The Electoral College basically owns the Senate chamber the day they cast their votes. So Tuesday, yesterday, was not an option. Heading out of their online caucus yesterday, a source told MERS that the upshot is now they plan to hold a session at 10 a.m. Wednesday and Thursday to take votes on the Senate chamber bills that came from the Senate ready to be voted on. the hope among some caucus members is that some of the Senate bills can be passed without any tempers flying and having patience, because both of those are extremely high and thin at this point. Feeling from the caucus room is that if anyone tries to play any games, this lame duck session could be over, quote unquote, said the anonymous source. Speaker Joe Tate indicated to the caucus that he would take up a sign-die resolution and immediately end the session. Well, what did Republican Matt Hall, the incoming speaker, have to say about it? He said, quote, House Democrats are neglecting workers and spending their time on this ridiculous, out-of-touch, woke wish list. Well, we as House Republicans, we will not be back until they address the most pressing issues facing our state. As I reported and talked about on Friday, House Republicans didn't show up for the afternoon session on Friday in protest for the Democrats not negotiating to preserve the tipped wage tax law treatment for restaurant workers. Tipped wage law. Supreme Court, on their own, basically gave an opinion that legislated exactly how this was supposed to be implemented on February 21st, 2025. Ian Murphy, Iron Pick Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. Guess what? He's already said on the show, Randy, you're going to see a ton of restaurants close. You might even see some small businesses close. When they do what they're going to do, not only to tip wages, but this earned sick time, it's going to kill small businesses. Republicans want it fixed before they end the legislative lame duck session this week. While also threatening not to show up for the session on Wednesday, again, is this rebel, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. She says she's not willing to vote for anything unless she sees a supplemental budget that gives us some in-district spending for all 110 members of the House. She won't vote for anything, is what she alleged 2 days ago. I talked about it on the show there on Monday. Well, yesterday she amended her prior comments with a conversation with the Detroit News, saying again she wants votes on tip wage law, paid sick leave, road funding, water affordability, and public safety. And she wants to see it on Wednesday's agenda. A couple more items to this story. We'll wrap it up after the top of the hour news break. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.